This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Batar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, this is it. The time each week we go advanced medicine with Dr. Rashid Batar here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Dr. Batar, you kept me up late last week, but we had a great time doing a webinar for the people of planet Earth and all those that joined us.
Yeah, we did. It was a great time and pretty overwhelming response. So it's always worthwhile whenever we've got a lot of people wanting to get information. So it was good.
Now, for the folks that couldn't join us because there was a limit on the number that could attend, is there a way that they can access the information, the things that we did? Was it recorded for people in the future?
Yeah, actually, it was recorded, and anybody who registered for the webinar will get a link to be able to view it. And if you did not register for the webinar, then the only way to really view it would be to become a member of the IADFW. And that would be the only way to watch it, unless somebody, like I said, pre-registered for it.
Okay. And I think we've told them that before, but it's been a while. And I think the code for the Robert Scott Bell Show listeners, if you find the IADFW, it's 1358, because you have to be invited. And as a loyal listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show in Advanced Medicine each week, you can take part in that group and learn things you can't learn in the, how would we say, the restricted public airwaves.
Right, exactly. And the link to find that area where you can enter that invitation code is advancedmedicine.info. If you go to advancedmedicine.info, you will be able to see the field that you can enter the invitation code that Robert just gave me. Robert, you might want to give that again. What was it, 1358, you said?
Yeah, 1358. That's your code of invitation. So if you go to advancedmedicine.info, and Super Don will blast that out through the social media outreach for those that want to get out of the public domain and get into a place where freedom of speech really is freedom of speech. I mean, I think we do a pretty bang-up job here each week, but I know that we have limitations on what we could say, what we'd like to say, sometimes in response to listener questions.
Yeah, so the whole thing is the association aspect allows an individual to go into like a private club, just like you would if you go into certain counties in the South where alcohol is prohibited. But if you go into these clubs, these private clubs, these private associations, you can then consume alcohol, buy alcohol, sell alcohol, but only club members can do that. You cannot do that as a matter of the public. In other words, those places can't advertise. They can't solicit customers from outside. Same type of concept with the sharing of cows for milk, for raw milk. If it's your own personal cow, you own a share in a cow, then it's a private group, but you can't advertise, you can't sell it, you can't commercialize it. And so here, we're not advertising, we're not putting out the information. It's a private association. And if you enter and you join, then as a private member, we can share certain information to you that is not available to the public. The public is not privy to it. They don't even know about it. The only way you can know about it is if you're a member of the private association. And that's basically how we are. This is a venue that we're using to be able to give you unbiased, full disclosure, what they call informed consent, truly informed consent. So you have all the aspects. Informed consent right now has a political connotation to it. You only get informed consent and get the information that is considered part of what's acceptable. But anything that is unconventional, that is integrative, that is outside of the norm, outside of the box, they will prevent you from being able to get that information. And so this is a way for us to be able to give you all the information and truly get an informed consent.
Yeah, it's still shocking for some folks to, when they wake up and realize that freedom of speech in America doesn't really exist. I mean, in certain areas it does. You say, well, you can say whatever you want, right? But if you can say and back it up, right? If you can help a patient to reverse cancer without using chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery, and you actually say it, advertise it in some way, the word gets out, you'll find out how little freedom of speech you actually have in America. But since not everybody is a doctor or overtly a healer, they don't know until they find out, well, wait a second, I want to know about this supplement. I want to know what it does. And then you find the store can't tell you. Or if they do, they hushingly take you out back and say, okay, this is what I couldn't say in the store. It's kind of crazy. It's like we're in East Germany under the former Soviet bloc, worried about people who are your neighbor that would turn you into the FDA for actually speaking the truth about healing.
It's pretty ingenious, though, Robert, when you think about it, how the medical hierarchy and the and big pharma, how they utilize this freedom of speech component, and under pretense of public safety, they manipulated it. And it's that component, that the fact that the public is not smart enough to know what is true and what is not true, that we are going to protect the public and we're going to prevent the public from getting hoodwinked. And under that pretense, that's how they regulate the message. And so they basically open up their own marketing vehicles to get the information that they want to get out. But anything that's competing, or anything that could be better, or anything that would reduce the amount of sales from their products, their pharmaceuticals, they will stem that tide. They will obstruct it. They will prevent it. And at worst, you know, if none of that stuff works, then they'll go after the people with the message that's away from their message, and demonize them and minimize them. And they do it all under this protecting the public cover-up.
Yeah, we have an interesting article that John Rappaport just wrote today about, well, Trump succeeding as president would be equivalent to forcing progressive vampires to walk through Death Valley at high noon. And what is it about these progressive vampires? They're people who perceive or pretend to be out for your greater good, yet would not actually allow you to care for yourself. And the fact that you actually would is an audacious thought. And if you actually did, it'd even be worse, because it would show how much you don't need government phonies interfering in your life, telling you they're out there to protect you or help you.
In fact, this whole component of the autism cover-up is exactly that, because they have, I think with the vaccines, with the autism issue, they have never been more susceptible to exposure than they are now, and that's the reason they're doubling down and buckling down so hard and trying to resist that awareness, because that would show not only that we don't need the government or we don't need people telling us what is right and what's wrong, that if we allow somebody else to have that responsibility over us, we will invariably be hurt, because that's what's happened with the vaccine industry, with the autism epidemic. And so I think that's part and parcel of exactly what you just said. It's the next level, because they know that as soon as they become exposed, not only do people become aware that, hey, we don't need you, they become aware that if we allow you to dictate what's good and what's bad for us, just like Thomas Jefferson said, when people allow a government to dictate the foods they put in their mouths and the medicines they take into their bodies, their souls will soon be in the same sorry state as those who live under tyranny. It's the same awareness that the big pharma is now really, really deathly afraid of, because they know, and we've talked about this before, Robert, that if the masses, even a small majority of the masses realize the truth, that it is enough to cause the next civil war. I mean, just look at what happened with this election and how much a rift that caused in the country. You can imagine what will happen with the vaccine aspect when people really find out what happened.
Yeah, and that's what's happening here, is that the leftist progressives who perceive that they know better than you or me or any of our audience are recognizing that, you know, their number is up. The people just rejected them. And now we know not everybody did, but the reality is, when it comes right down to it, you have your best interest at heart more than anybody else does. You're a special interest of one. And anybody who would interfere in it, or in a phony way kind of pretend that they're here to help you, when really they're wanting to enslave you and trap you and keep you under their thumb, you begin to realize that the whole left-right paradigm is a scheme to divide and conquer. And we see now the rejection of it on some level, to some degree, and a transformation that the people are saying, you know, enough is enough here. We want to go a different way. We're not sure what that way is. Not everybody is sure what that way is, but they know it isn't what they've been doing. And that's an awakening.
That is such a important point, Robert. I'm so glad that you brought that up. Because that understanding that you yourself, and nobody of reasonable intellect and nobody that's going to be willing to compromise integrity would argue with this point, that nobody will have your best interest at the foremost as much as you would. Now, that doesn't mean that somebody else may not have more knowledge or more information on a certain aspect, a certain area, a specific area that maybe you don't have enough information on. For example, you may want to become self-sustainable, but you don't know that some of the insecticides or the pesticides that are being used are so toxic, and so you may, thinking that you're doing the right thing, go out and buy insecticide and pesticide for your garden, but in actuality, it may not be as good or as safe. So, yeah, there may be little fractions and pockets of information that people may not be aware of, but nobody is going to have your best interest or your child's best interest at the same level as you would. Now, of course, there are exceptions. There are those parents that have maimed their children or hurt their children or they're drugged out or whatever happens, and there are people that, you know, that may be self-destructive, whatever. But as a whole, 95%, 98%, 99.9% of the population, you are going to be the most focused on the best for yourself than your than the government or some society or some other appointed body that's going to safeguard what's best for you. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't have resources. You can get resources to find and get more information. But as far as what's best for you, nobody is going to come close to yourself. And anybody who questions that or says otherwise, they've got a higher agenda. They've got a more suspect agenda. And you have to start looking at what is really their agenda.
Yeah, well, exactly. And this is what's upsetting to those that lost this election, recognizing they can't control you the way they wanted to before. And that's very upsetting to them ultimately. Or they want to be controlled by some centralized bureaucracy because they perceive they don't have the capacity to take care of themselves. And in either case, it's a very weak place to be. You're very low on the survival scale. This is not a judgment to say you're worse or better than anybody. It's just an acknowledgement that if the plug is pulled, if something happens, you're not prepared to take care of yourself. That's not a good place to be.
That's very, very important to also recognize that component you just said, self-sustainability. And if you're not going to be able to sustain yourself, that's when you're going to want somebody else to take over.
Yep, and when you cannot take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else, no matter how much do-good language you can speak. All right, folks, you're listening to Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Dr. Rasha Batar. Links are up in the show notes, robertscottbell.com, as well as to drbatar.com. Remember, the invitation code to the IADFW is 1358.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Our report's out of Fukushima, another big earthquake there. Tsunami warning. I don't know if this is anything like the severity of the original one, but yeah, there's a lot of problems out there in the Pacific. There is radiation leaking. And, you know, we would be right to be a little bummed about it, perhaps. But living pessimistically, according to this study, says you're more likely to die from heart disease. So how do we take bad information, Dr. Bitar, and not let it get the best of us?
Well, this is a topic that is of great interest to me personally, and especially when it comes to dealing with disease. You know, there's that old saying, Robert, I don't know who said it, but they said, the saying is, it's not what's important that happens to you, it's what's important is how you respond to it. So I think it all comes down to a choice. There are people that are not dealing with anything life-threatening, and yet they act as if it's the end of the world. And then there are other people that are dealing with end-of-life scenarios, and you would never know it because of their choice to be in a state of love and gratitude and appreciation and happiness. And I think that in itself is the key. It's a choice. How does one do it? It's a choice. Everything's a choice. It's a choice whether you get angry. It's a choice if you get happy. It's a choice to smile. It's a choice to frown. It's a choice to be pessimistic. It's a choice to, in all adversity, look for the silver lining. And, you know, what the choice we make is what determines our outcome, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if we look at the reality of background radiation levels rising in the middle of the 20th century and the dawn of the nuclear age, the atomic age that already started, we did see upticks in cancer for a number of reasons. We don't say it's one thing. It's a little bit everything. But certainly ionizing radiation, a big problem, not only in medicine in terms of their scanning technology or even treatment techniques of cancer, but these background levels are invisible. And, you know, this is another reason why I say you must do that which is in your genuine control, right, to clean up what you have control over and recognize that the things you don't, you've got to somehow make peace with it. Otherwise, if you take that pessimistic route on it, of course, the study here says you're more likely to die, for instance, from a heart attack which, you know, we don't want anybody to do. But how, again, the balance of, yes, I recognize it's real, there's radiation leaking out. At the same time, not let it so impact your life that you're moping through life just waiting for death.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. We're all going to die. So that's not the issue. The purpose is of what life, but that's what we have to determine. What is the purpose of our life? And if our purpose of our life is to worry about living, then that's not much of a life. But if we have a true purpose, if we understand what our purpose is, whatever it is, you know, writing a book or taking care of children, whatever you feel your purpose is, then if you start focusing on that and realize that we are all going to ultimately be reunited with the universal consciousness from where we all came from, where we all will go, then that preoccupation with death or, you know, dying early loses its pizzazz, and you start realizing that what's important is living. And so I would much rather live for one day, Robert, in total freedom and happiness and free, being totally free to do whatever I want and whatever feels right, than to live 50 years or 100 years in constant fear of dying, because that's not living. And so I think this is where people fall flat in their faces. They start getting so enamored with trying to be proactive about their health that they forget about the most important thing about health, which is living. You're trying to live a healthy life so you can live longer. But if you become so pathologic about it, because everything is about balance. And so I know people that stress out so much. I'll give you a perfect example of what happens with patients that have cancer, for example. I would say that 95% of them are fine with, once they understand and they've seen the DVDs, they've seen cancer, they know the whole truth, they understand, they've read the material, you know, they're fine. But there's a few small percent of people that still really want to get that CAT scan or the PET scan or whatever, the you know, MRI, which is fine if that's what they want to do it. The problem is they're concerned about the toxicity, and I have found that the worry about, well, I haven't gotten a CAT scan, I haven't gotten a CAT scan, I haven't gotten a CAT scan, I would much rather do the CAT scan and appease that person's worry, because by not doing the CAT scan, they're going to create more physiological stress on their body than the radiation of the CAT scan could do. So it's all about balance. It's all about awareness. It's all about making sure that you understand what is the purpose of living a clean life. Well, if you want to live a sustainable life and you want to eat organic, but you're so pathological that you create so much stress in your own body because you're looking at every aspect, you're going to create more stress than, say, having a slip once a month and having something that's not organic. You get my point?
Yeah, you don't want to be overly attached and obsessed. You know, there is the reality is I can only control for that which I have control over. And we know also life is so resilient that it can adapt to survive. Although adaptation into chronic disease and cancer might not be your goal. And if it isn't, then keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Keep following up on Advanced Medicine Mondays, as well as read Dr. Bittar's international best-selling book, if you haven't already, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
For many years now, I've been saying the most dangerous thing you can have in modern America is really good health insurance. And now the New York Times maybe agrees with me. Maybe not on the danger point, but maybe it could be argued. Here with Dr. Batar, we're going to do a segment, Super Don Calls, I Told You So.
Yeah, well, I don't want to sound like a but I told you so.
I told you so.
Well, it turns out, Dr. Batar, the New York Times may be in agreement with us about health insurance. They're saying many kids now that are insured thanks to Obamacare lack essential health care. Like, wait a second, I thought you said they had health insurance. They're finding out that their health insurance doesn't cover anything that's really healthy.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting point, Robert. Think about that. Getting somebody insurance, that's a word, it's a label, right? But then what does that insurance give them access to? And so it's, again, semantics. You could have every, you could insure everybody, but then if nobody has access to the doctor that they need, or the doctors that are taking that particular insurance are limited so that there's an inundation and overflow of patients into that small group of doctors, and the rest of the doctors won't accept that insurance or don't accept that insurance, or they're not of that subspecialty, then what's the point of having that insurance?
Right. Well, 35 million more Americans that couldn't afford it now have it. What do they have? They have something that they can't use. And even if they could use it, would they be getting the things that are actually helpful to them? Like this Miss Solomon, 35-year-old mother from the Bronx. So she, just like you just referenced, she can't find a doctor who accepts the insurance she has. Three of her children are coping with asthma and some more medical challenges. And once they're prescribed a drug, they can't even afford the drug. Not that we're saying the drug is really the healing solution, but in some cases with asthma, we acknowledge that it can be a life-saving intervention. But certainly it's not a corrective method of application of synthetic toxic drugs.
Yeah, that, and that's unfortunately the mainstay for almost all insurance companies. It's throw them to a doctor, then they limit the doctor how much time they can spend with the patient, and the doctor's under the constraints from the insurance company, and then they just, you know, spend 2-3 minutes, write a prescription and give it to the patient, and the problem gets perpetuated on and on and on.
Yeah, the thing that they will cover no matter what are vaccinations. You don't even have to have insurance. You'll find, you can get a free vaccination because the taxpayer is picking up that tab, and there is nothing you can do if your child is injured or killed. You got nobody to sue. You got to petition an unconstitutional kangaroo vaccine court.
Yeah, that's unfortunate that it's not even really part of the medical arena anymore, because you can get a flu shot now at a grocery food store. You can get it at a kiosk at an airport. You can get it anywhere. So I'm not even sure why it's considered part of the medical care program or the insurance program anymore, because it should be, I don't know, it should be equated to food stamps. In fact, that, you know, at least food stamps are giving you something that you can benefit from the vaccines. It's like mandatory, it's like a mandatory physiological impairment.
Yeah, exactly. We must impair you. You must accept it. And it is a form of medical welfare, although it puts you on welfare because it doesn't do anything to genuinely help your immune system. And that's a problem. But that's the problem with the entire system. And that's the interesting thing about a Trump presidency, potentially, if they do repeal Obamacare and replace it with nothing, or as they've said, in some cases, medical savings accounts, which I do agree would be better, but at the same time, if they're limiting your ability to spend your money on your health, they're still controlling you. This is another form of social slash medical engineering, because they're probably not going to allow you to spend it on homeopathic remedies or dietary supplements or organic food.
Right. That's exactly right, Robert. One of the problems is this, you know, brings up the topic of misinformation, how misinformation is being spread. And I think that's part and parcel of this whole movement is to not only give, not only limit the choices, but then also propagate misinformation and create confusion and distraction and direct people in the direction that will be least beneficial and more than likely detrimental to them. And so I think part of my motivation to do the show with you every week for the last almost 7 years now has been to help with that misinformation, to prevent that misinformation from being one of their weapons in their arsenal to manipulate the population with, to provide a balanced perspective. When I say balanced perspective, maybe we're biased a little bit on our end, but the point is it's so overly biased on the opposite end that the goal is to provide a balanced perspective.
Yeah, and the thing is, what is covered is typically toxic, with rare exception. And even if it's not covered, they'll say, well, listen, you're not covered, but you can go to the drugstore and buy a bottle of Tylenol. That's pretty cheap. And that's acetaminophen. And there's a story here in the show notes that talks about acetaminophen being a precipitating factor in autism spectrum disorder manifestation. Did you see this? Acetaminophen used for fever associated with autism?
Yep, I did see that. Acetaminophen associated with autism, yep.
And, of course, anything that damages the liver, reduces the production of glutathione, means that even if you can methylate, you will methylate a lot less under the influence of a drug that is so liver toxic.
So the whole thing with acetaminophen, a lot of people don't recognize this or don't realize this, but the number one drug, non-prescription drug, actually it doesn't matter whether it's prescription or non-prescription, the number one cause of liver failure in the United States is the use of acetaminophen.
Think about that. How much Tylenol is distributed like candy to kids after a vaccination due to site-specific pain or fever, and that could be the precipitating factor that could put a kid that might methylate a little better to the point where they don't, and suddenly now they can't remove any of the mercury and other heavy metals and toxins that are being injected into them.
Yeah, the number of people out there that are exposed and susceptible to that are in the millions, Robert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have a country that has embraced fully a medical church that uses toxic poisons as a means to suppress certain responses of the body that are appropriate for survival, although can go to extreme levels, and you may want to legitimately interfere in them temporarily. But the interference that they utilize so casually has created or facilitated many children who may not have, on that first shot, gone right into autism, but facilitated an acceleration decline into that neurological damage.
Yeah, I completely agree with that, Robert. I completely agree with that. There are so many causes. But see, I don't think that it's acetaminophen that's causing autism. I think that's
right.
I think that certainly the toxicity from the mercury and from the other things that are causing the denudation of the neurofibrils, and mercury we know is by far the greatest cause of that. Then you've got organs of detoxification that are further impaired, and of course that's the gut, the liver, the kidneys, and anything that affects the gut, the liver, the kidneys is going to further impair the body's ability to get rid of these toxins. And of course acetaminophen we know affects the liver and puts a burden on some of the other organs, obviously the kidneys as well to some extent. So from that standpoint, is it contributory? Yes. But to say that it's the cause, no, that's way off.
No, I mean, everything that they try to do to distract from the actual cause is purposeful. In this case, though, we will acknowledge that anything that diminishes the liver's capacity to detoxify the body from a normal metabolic waste, much less an environmental toxic assault via injection or inhalation or anything that does that, is only going to exacerbate an existing threat, assault, that is going to lead to a disaster eventually. It will accelerate that disaster.
That's exactly right. I totally agree with that.
So what can we switch to? I mean, as a homeopath, of course, we have remedies in our arsenal to address inflammation, pain, swelling, fever safely. Lately, CBD, which over the last couple of years, I've immersed myself in a lot of study there and found that it can actually relieve a lot of the pain associated with something that you might resort to, an NSAID or an acetaminophen as well, safely. But there are other things that you've encountered over the years that may make resorting to a drug like that maybe not ever necessary.
Well, we use a couple of different things. We use a number of herbals. And, I don't want to get into exactly what we use, but it's a combination of a couple of different things. And since we know we have friends that listen to us that create problems, and so our stuff is, a combination, but they're herbals. They fall under the classification of herbals. And there are, of course, some homeopathics that we use as well that you're aware of. And then, of course, we've got a new line of homeopathics that's hopefully going to be released in the near, very, very near future. And then all these components are also then charged with a certain type of technology to make them more assimilate better in the body and more effective. And there are many things that people can use. Our mainstay has been using herbals, and then, of course, some of the homeopathics too, as you've already mentioned.
Yeah, it's very exciting to know that we'll be able to bring those out soon as well. And, the idea, even we've talked about the origin of aspirin coming from the white willow bark, right? These things are available as herbs, and we've been utilizing them for, headaches for kids, for, things like that. Although I would recognize that most headaches are evidence of liver congestion. We work with the liver, and suddenly the headache goes away. So we're looking at these things at points of origin as opposed to just even suppressing or managing a symptom, albeit herbally. We want to get to the source of the problem.
Right, that's exactly right. And, the fever, which is what acetaminophen is usually used for, the fever is actually the body's natural response to pathological situation, an infectious situation, where the body is releasing interleukin 2 so that we can actually increase the temperature in the body, which is going to be detrimental to the bacteria. So that's the whole mechanism behind fever. So fever is not a bad thing. Fever is actually a good thing. It's that if fever gets up to a certain point at 105, 106 degrees, you start creating a denaturing of the protein, and that can cause, that can have implications to the brain. And so that's really what you want to prevent. But really, it's the infection that causes the person to have a fever. And so we treat the fever trying to make the person feel better, but in actuality, we may be, we may not be doing the best thing for the body when we try to reduce the fever. So low-grade fever, letting the body do what it needs to do. But again, the fever is a symptom of the problem. The fever is not the problem. So you want to treat the underlying issue, which again is what we use the herbals and the homeopathics for, the, to deal with the infectious aspect. And then as that infection starts to dissipate, then the fever goes down and you accomplish your task.
Exactly, exactly. And that's why you keep tuning in to Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Taking an optimistic view of the world, despite things that you might go, hey, you shouldn't be optimistic. Well, we'll be like that guy last hour who still doesn't know who won the presidential election. Blissful ignorance? Is it really blissful? We'll talk with Dr. Vitar about that and a whole lot more as we wrap up Advanced Medicine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spelled P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Check out the show notes 6 days a week, 2 hours a day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show at robertscottbell.com. Links are up there as well as archives. You can hear at GCN. They have them up first, of course. Then they pop up all around the world. iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Red State Radio, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud. And, of course, our special edition, Advanced Medicine. Go to medicalrewind.com. Earlier today on the show with Dr. Batar, we talked about the IADFW, International Association for a Disease-Free World, and that is advancedmedicine.info. If you're not already a member, your invitation code, because you're part of the Robert Scott Bell Show, is 1358. That will be added to the notes shortly as well. Dr. Batar, signs of toxicity. This is an interesting thing. I remember back to my medical upbringing, and there's an interesting article on Natural News saying there are 10 signs or top signs that your body is toxic. I'm like, dude, I had almost every one of those things, and never once did a doctor say I was toxic until I met a homeopath when I was 24 and said, your liver is toxic. First thing he said to me, like, dude, what were all the other doctors looking at?
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. I don't think in mainstream medicine, I know that I was never taught even the concept of toxicity. And when you did talk about toxicity, it was always pharmacological toxicity that was being referred to. It wasn't about just toxins in the environment. It was always some type of drug, prescription drug, that somebody took too much of or took too fast or whatever the case was.
Yeah.
So in modern medicine, the concept of toxicology is limited to pharmacological toxicology. So none of these things are taught in medical school. And I think constipation is considered basically, oh, so let's go through these six real quick and then we'll kind of list them out. Constipation, persistent headache, muscle aches or fatigue, food allergies, trouble with weight loss, skin abnormalities such as acne and hormonal imbalances. So I'll address what modern medicine sees these as, and then Robert, we can talk about what they really mean.
Sure.
But constipation is pretty much normal. If you go to the bathroom once every other day or once every third day, that's not something that doctors look at uncommonly. In fact, I think you've joked about it on the show. You should ask the doctor, mm-hmm. how often do you have a bowel movement, to decide if that's a doctor that you should be going to, because if they're eliminating the right way, then you know that maybe they're doing something right. There was something to that extent that we talked about once.
Oh, yeah.
Persistent headaches, muscle aches, or fatigues. That's considered, hey, that person must be depressed. Put them on an antidepressant. So that would be analogous to depression. Food allergies, that's considered fluff. There's no such thing as food allergies. trouble with weight loss, you need to be put on fen-phen or
amphetamines, right? They want to speed your metabolism, like hyper-stimulate your adrenals, something like that.
Exactly, exactly. And then they would also recommend that you need to start having a better diet, which means it's consisting of sugar-free, fat-free food. They would recommend that you have fat-free food, which is only going to make the situation worse. Skin abnormalities such as acne would be, you need to be put on antibiotics for your acne, and then hormonal imbalances, that's when you get put on hormones. And those that are a little bit more advanced, and to say that in quotes and facetiously, they put them on bioidentical hormone therapy, thinking that that's something better. And so that's how we address those six categories, those six signs of toxicity in modern medicine.
Yeah, and of course, none of them would be helped by helping the liver or the gut of any of these people, right?
Exactly. I mean, everything that I just listed just makes the problem worse and doesn't solve any of the solutions and certainly doesn't address the underlying causation. It's only addressing the symptom. Even then, it's not adequately addressing the symptom at all.
You know, you think about this, Dr. Vitar. Imagine if every patient that went to a doctor, every doctor said, we're going to first start with liver congestion, and then we're going to start with healing your gut. Can you imagine how many as a percent, or what would the percentage be of people that were coming in with complaints, those complaints would go away?
Virtually all of them, Robert. So let's look at these six things. Let's talk about one thing that I covered in my book, actually. It's one of my nine steps.
Yeah, we got to do it in about a minute.
One thing you can do to address all six of these things effectively with only one of the steps in the book.
Go for it. We almost have no time to do it, but you're just going to have to let it out. Reveal it.
Okay. Step number three, the third step, water. If you drink enough water, good, clean, quality water, your constipation will be alleviated, your headaches will be alleviated, your food allergies will decrease, weight loss, you'll start increasing metabolism, skin will clear up, and hormonal issues will all be balanced out.
And, of course, Dr. Batman Gelage, your body's many cries for water, discovered it in prison in Iran. Imagine that. Simple steps you can take to get well and stay well right here on Advanced Medicine every week with Dr. Rashid Vitar, where he reminds you, like I remind you, and he's about to remind you what?
That the power to heal is yours.
Yes, it is.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.